Unit 13. 3A. Is globalization good or bad?
Mary Makuza is from Kenya in East Africa. She has a small farm where she grows flowers. She's one of hundreds of small farmers in Kenya who are now flower growers. The biggest industry in Kenya is growing tea, Mary says, but the second biggest is now growing flowers. It's more important than coffee or tourism. Mary's flowers aren't sold in Kenya. They're sold in supermarkets in Britain. They're transported to Britain by plane and they're on sale in 24 hours. Globalization is good for me, says Mary. I can sell my flowers on the world market.
Sunil's story. Sunil Roy is from the city of Bangalore in southern India. Bangalore is an old and beautiful city. But in the 1980s and 90s, lots of new buildings were built there. Today, it's India's most high-tech city. It's sometimes called the Silicon Valley of India. Like thousands of other young people in Bangalore, Sunil works in a call centre. He's a computer technician, and every day he talks on a telephone helpline to people in Britain about their computer problems. Most of Sunil's friends also work in call centres for big banks and other companies in Europe or the USA. Globalisation is good for me, says Sunil. We all speak English in India, so the language isn't a problem. I earn a good salary, and my life is much better than the life of my parents.
Amjad's story. Amjad lives 2,300 kilometres from Sunil in a town in Pakistan. He's 10 years old, but he doesn't go to school. He works every day in a small factory. He makes footballs. Amjad can make one football a day. For a football, he earns about €1. Amjad has to work. His family is very poor and they need his money. Around the world today, there are about 250 million, yes, 250 million children like Amjad. They work in factories, in mines, and lots work on farms. Big companies in Europe and the USA want to make their products very cheaply. The products, footballs, clothes, trainers, carpets, and many other things, are made by children in poor countries like Pakistan. Then they are sold in shops in Europe, where they're often expensive. Globalization is good for big global companies. But for Amjad, it isn't so good.